This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It seems America may be beginning to discover the gruesome charges surrounding the work of at least one abortionist. Pro-life advocates spoke out undaunted when friends and relatives were incredulous or even doubtful. The news was spread on radio stations, talk shows, and even social media. Finally, 2 weeks ago, the Kermit Gosnell trial was covered in a major newspaper. Now, just this week, a Washington Times article is telling the story of botched abortions and nurses quitting over Gosnell-like conditions at a Delaware Planned Parenthood. Nevertheless, the Media Research Center says that major broadcast networks have continued their censorship of the Gosnell story. Beginning this week, the Gosnell defense team will begin its task of trying to take apart the prosecution case in that Gosnell murder trial. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. In other news, President Obama will spend Thursday evening at the annual Planned Parenthood Gala. Government prosecutors are seeking a 45-year prison term for an activist who shot up Focus on the Family offices in Washington, D.C., and a pro-life student group is spreading the news that most young people don't know that Planned Parenthood does abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.